Sheridan Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Boy, that's a good sandwich. Sorry, shouldn't be doing this live on the air. Capriotti's. And the cool thing is, Steve just said to me, he was listening to the segments on the veterans and things, and he wants to do some things with them. He wants, if somebody knows of a nonprofit, a way to help the homeless veterans, he said he would love to do something for them. Get a hold of Steve at Capriotti's, because what a great guy, huh, JP?
Yeah.
Great family, neat, wonderful.
I'm just trying to swallow.
I know it. Mmm, yummy. Look at all these sandwiches here.
I like that turkey one.
He must have thought people work on the weekend at a radio station. Well, we're set for the weekend. All right, so... Oh, wow. Love it. Buy local. Please buy local. Better Living segment brought to you by the Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op, now members of the National Green Business Chamber of Commerce. Members of chambers all over the country are taking the pledge to be green, promote sustainability in our communities. Members of the Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op take the following pledge: comply with all business regulations, conserve energy, water, other valuable resources. Implement procedures. Don't be laughing. Implement procedures to reduce pollution and waste. Be environmentally and socially responsible in our community. Go to the website, buylocalrenosparks.com. We appreciate you. Thank you, Steve, so much. Don't forget, Capriotti's. Mmm, yum. Oh, here they are. Come on, bring them in. We got a couple of actresses here. Integrity Casting, you know, everybody knows Toni Sutty is one of my dear friends. I just love her to death. Always helping talent discover themselves and what they want to do and where they're going in life. And she makes money doing it, but she helps them. And she called me. She says, I got these two beautiful actresses are going to be in town this weekend. Would you mind having them on your show? And I said, I would love it. So I would like to say, welcome. Is it Anya or Anja? Oh, let's get her another microphone, JP. Can you move yourself over here so that they're not... Hi. Hi. I know who you are. You're Jenny Lynn Conley, and I'll tell you why. Because I went to your website. I saw all your blogs. You're like blogging maniac. So fun. I loved it.
Thanks and
I
for reading it.
I loved it. And I watched all your YouTubes. Who is your guitar player? Is that your sister?
No. My husband is a youth pastor.
Oh.
And that is a young lady from our church youth group.
I thought she was so wonderful. I mean,
no, she's incredible.
She's incredible. And yeah. You had all these songs on there. Did you write any of those songs?
I mean, did not write any of those, but I am also a songwriter.
I thought so.
I'm actually a published songwriter. I write songs for my church.
I thought you had a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much.
You did. And all the songs were fun, and you were just delightful. I really enjoyed it.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
And all your blogs, too. I mean, I thought they all made sense, and they were charming. You're from Portland, Oregon?
Yes. Yeah, I just flew into Reno for the weekend to do some work with Toni Sutty.
What are you working on?
Well, we did a couple of photo shoots because I'm a supermodel.
You're a beautiful girl. You are. And I know you mentioned being kind of a buxom girl. You talk about that in your blog.
That's terrible. Sorry. I'm using the term gentleman loosely here.
Okay.
Where I had a gentleman approach me recently and tell me that I was a very beautiful, full-figured woman.
Mm. What'd you do to him? Did you hurt him?
Well, no, but I wanted to punch him in the face.
But he was being complimentary.
He was really, really wasted.
Oh, forget him. You should have punched him in the face.
I know. I'm nice, and I don't want to go to jail, so.
Singer, songwriter, minister's wife, blogger, for sure. You fell into comedy. Literally, you fell into it?
I literally fell into comedy. Actually, this last year, I was at a stand-up comedy workshop with a really wonderful comic. You probably know Kareth Foster.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And we're in this workshop, and I'm sitting in one of those 99-cent plastic white chairs. You know,
those
really those
horrible
terrible,
things. Yeah.
Those, you know,
when you get
horrible.
Up, they stick to your butt.
Right. They're awful.
Yeah.
And so I'm in this chair, and you know, it's every big girl's nightmare to have their chair break.
Oh no, it didn't.
So, and I mean, we're laughing and we're carrying on because I mean, it's a comedy workshop, and the darn thing just buckles.
Did you get it on video?
So, right?
I'm
but,
sorry.
But this is my whole thing: is I'm not funny. Ha ha! I'm funny. Because funny stuff just happens to me. So I'm on the floor, and the three words I live by are just own it.
Just own it.
So I'm on the floor, and I'm like, I don't know who to call first.
A fireman
or 24-hour fitness. And it just sort of, you know, spiraled. And I was like,
so you started writing all that stuff down.
So yeah.
And using
and
your
so
routine.
And so I just started doing some stand up. I love it.
Are you going to be at the comedy club here? Are you going to do the underground thing?
Well, when is it?
Okay. She's looking at me like, why'd you bring that
Let
up?
Let me pull that up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'd love to.
I thought maybe.
I'd love
to. You know,
to.
Wayne Wright has his little comedy club down here.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to.
You should.
Yeah. I live in Portland, and so I'm having a lot of fun there.
Working? Are you working locally around the
clubs? I do a lot of theater. And,
yeah.
I'm actually in a play right now.
Actually, I saw that, and you said, I just can't even believe I'm having so much fun and doing this.
I can't believe I'm working so hard
for
free.
Working hard for free, having fun.
Someone pay me.
You could get paid, and you will with Tony helping you.
You know what? Tony has been amazing. I don't know how people follow their dream without having somebody in their corner who has knowledge.
Yes, that knows the ins and outs and where to go and what to do and photo shoots and all the things that she knows. It's incredible.
And I just so appreciate her time. And
she appreciates your money. Well, hey, that's how it works.
You know,
but she's very dedicated to her people. Yeah, she's very dedicated to her people.
Yeah.
And guiding you. And it does cost money to do that. Do we have to take a break? Oh, gosh. Jenny Lynn Connolly, stay, okay?
Thank you.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to Anya Christie Johnson. Did I get it right?
Anya Christie Johnson.
Anya. I figured that. I saw the J, and I knew it had to be from Nova Scotia, huh?
That's right.
Interesting. Okay, we're going to talk to her when we come back. Don't go away. You're with Broadview, and there's more to come.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
It's 105 miles from Reno to Gerlach on State Route 447. A nice enough drive, especially if you like big country and blue skies. But a mile further, just one more mile, and there's a fork in the road that makes all the difference. One that takes you from pavement to dust and opens you up to the amazing, to a place called the Black Rock Desert. Going that extra mile is what Clark & Associates, a Nevada-owned insurance agency, understands all too well. They experience it on hiking trails and back roads across the state. But the extra mile is also their mission statement. With 20 years in Northern Nevada, Clark & Associates works harder, more creatively, and more personally to add value to your insurance. Clark & Associates, employee benefit solutions that go the extra mile.
Go to KBZZ.com for all your home improvement needs. It's like having a virtual home show every day. Find what you're looking for at KBZZ.com and click on Home Sweet Home.
Well, this is a relief. It's not those incredibly crowded economy seats on airplanes that can increase your risk of getting a blood clot on a long flight. It's the fact that you can't get up and move around because you're stuck in those incredibly crowded economy seats. You can read the story at thenewhealthyreno.com right now. Thenewhealthyreno.com. It can help you stay healthy, be fit, and live happy. You can read up on common health issues, and you can check out the profiles of local doctors, too. Thenewhealthyreno.com.
You know, it's worse than a sick kid being home with a sick kid. They're whiny, they're miserable, and when you need to take a temperature, forget it. Bedlam. That's why you need the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the greatest gadget for taking temperatures. Just one swipe over the forehead, and you're done. You get a clear, accurate read with no fuss, and you can even take it while they're sleeping. The medical profession has been using the Exergen scanner for years. If it's good enough for them, you know it's worth every penny and great value for the money. The Exergen Temporal Scanner, changing the way the world takes temperature. Available at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us. My co-host is here, JP Attitude, although you haven't said a word in 10 minutes.
I'm just listening to the interview and eating.
Turn your mic up. Okay, Sean's on his way. Well, I'd like to introduce right now, and welcome to Broadview, Anya. She told me, remember, you got a bug on you. Anya Christie Johnson, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in today. So you're originally from Nova Scotia.
True.
And then you moved to the Bay Area.
Correct.
But it says here you were working with youths in the late 90s. What were you doing?
Yeah, I worked in a group home as a group home counselor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why? What made you want to do that?
Oh, my goodness. It was probably one of the biggest challenges of my life thus far.
Did you want to be a teacher originally? I mean, usually people who end up working with youths want to be a teacher.
You know, I think I wanted to be a social worker for a long, long time, and it just all fell in place.
Really? You wanted a big family? Did you want to have kids?
You know, I'll tell you this. I don't have kids, so maybe that says something.
That cured you.
I have a great dog.
You're funny.
See, she's a dog person.
Well, most
not
girls are.
Not a cat person.
Are you married?
I am.
Okay, when she's still got a dog, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Single girls have to have a dog, right? I mean, they have to have a dog. Have to have a dog. So now you are a licensed marriage therapist. What?
Yeah, licensed marriage family
therapist. You're kidding me, really?
Specializing with troubled youth.
Oh, yeah. Still that old troubled youth thing. Were you a troubled youth?
You know, I certainly could have been.
But you weren't?
Yeah, I had troubled moments.
Did we all, huh? Never in trouble, though.
Well, I guess I was pretty fortunate. I had the kind of friends that kind of, you know, help me stay out of trouble, I guess.
So what brought you to the acting profession?
Well, you know, my uncle was in the industry back in Canada and, you know, wrote some plays. And so I think that's what started
it. You've always been interested in it,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah. And did then, in school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We all took drama, right? Did you take drama?
Jenny? No, I'm just a natural drama queen.
I think you are.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I don't like drama, but I'm just dramatic about everything.
Mm-hmm. I know that. I know the story.
I hate myself.
I hate myself too sometimes. But it's fun,
Jeepers,
isn't it?
Creepers.
You should see this. Anya and I have been doing some print work together.
Yeah, you came up here for some promos and stuff.
This woman is crazy. Can I say the word babalicious?
Yes,
is that
she
even
is babalicious.
A word?
She's beautiful.
I think I just made that word up.
She's very gorgeous.
You should
gorgeous.
See this woman on camera. I mean, I was like, who are you right
are
now?
Are you blushing, Anya?
I am. Thank you, Jenny.
She was so hot. So hot.
She is hot.
For? What are friends for?
Well, you know what? She looks, she's got that natural beauty. I see it looking at her right here.
And the light was shining in her eyes and the wind was blowing her hair like a music video.
Maybe you should become her manager or something. Maybe that's the way to make money.
Jay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
How's that going to get me attention?
Oh, Miss Attention here.
Exactly.
Tell them how to get to your blog real quick.
Oh, okay.
Jenny, we're talking to Jenny Lynn Conley now.
Yeah, visit my blog at the5stages, all spelled out, .wordpress.com. And check out my crazy.
It's crazy. I'm not even kidding. Do you have a blog? Do you do a blog, Anya?
You know, I don't.
You don't? You got to get with it, girl.
I know. I'm thinking this.
But you're here. You did some photo shoots.
Correct.
Yeah.
You got some promo pictures going on.
Correct.
What's next?
Well, I'll tell you, what's been taking some of my time is I'm writing a screenplay.
Really?
About troubled youth. Believe it or not.
Good grief. Jenny, this you thing's really getting on my nerves, okay? What is
No, this? Here's the thing. She's going to make this amazing film, and if she does not hire me to be in the film, we're going to have a serious sit-down.
I think you're a natural. You look kind of troubled.
Yeah, she does
I
look kind of troubled.
I am very troubled.
Okay, there we go.
He's sassing me.
That's why he's here. So what's the name of the screenplay?
It's called Pretty Wolves.
Pretty Wolves. Mm-hmm. And is it about young girls in trouble?
It is.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, it's about this naive counselor that comes to a group home and tries to tame six wild, troubled teenage girls. And there's some funny moments, but there is a lot of drama.
It's not a comedy.
It's not a comedy.
It's
we'll have
real,
a little funny relief in there for people.
Which you have to have a little bit of that,
got
don't
to.
You? Gosh.
Got
I
to.
Know.
So Tony Suddy with Integrity Casting mm-hmm. is mentoring me on this project. We are working very hard. So it's like I started writing this script, and now I think I may be moving into production now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So still early stages, but it is quite exciting.
Okay, now tell us how that all happens. Okay, first of all, you write the story.
Correct.
With the characters and this. And then from there, how do you get it to screenplay?
Right. Well, you know,
right.
I bought some software on Craigslist.
Really?
And ended up learning how to write, you know, a screenplay in the proper format.
I had no idea.
But clearly, you know, what we mentioned before, having somebody who knows what they're doing, mm-hmm. such as Tony, has really been a blessing. You know, this witness to my potential is what
yeah,
I call it.
Validation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going to be in the movie?
I don't know if I'll get cast or not.
You might have to
it's
audition,
a tough business.
You mean? No, of course you will. What have you been in so far?
Well, you know, I have had the opportunity to work a lot in the production side of things, which has been exciting. I was a personal assistant for a celebrity for a while.
Which is good experience, you know.
It was really fun.
To get all around what's going mm-hmm. on, it's mm-hmm. a really good thing.
Yeah, you know, did a couple commercial things. And, of course, with Tony, you never know what you're getting into. So
yeah.
I've been on a few projects with her lately.
But she'll watch you, and she sees where you shine. That's what I love about Tony.
She's good at that.
Yeah, she is. What do you think is your love within this whole area of acting, writing, directing, assistant?
Right.
What's your love?
You know, I've fallen in love with writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's got to be writers. I'm not kidding you. Are you going to be one of those writers, though, that's your way the highway?
Oh, you know, I'm pretty easygoing.
You know that happens. Do you realize that?
People yeah.
write. And then some big production company says, I love it. And then they start going, except, I don't like this character here. And I don't like what she's, what's going to happen then?
Well, see, this is the thing. I want to try to hold onto a little power. So maybe like associate producer, right?
Yeah,
that's what you
exactly.
try to go for.
Yes.
So
that.
I'm learning this.
Plus writer, yeah.
Major learning curve here.
What do you think about directing? A lot of writers want to direct too. And that's where they really get into kind of some problems.
You know what?
Because you need someone who knows what they're doing.
I'll let a director do the directing.
You will? How soon can we see all this going on, Anya? What do you think?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you said you're close to production, which means you're going to start the storyboards, and then you're going to get in there and start shooting mm-hmm. some of the scenes.
What's a storyboard?
It's a storyboard that talks where you go from the beginning of the scene that you're doing to the end and what you need in between and everything mm-hmm. that goes along with that. How close do you think you are to that?
Well, you know what? You know, there's a lot to do yet, but I'm thinking we could be moving into this in the summer of this year.
Like at Edgewood.
You were John
Edgewater.
Elway's
I was
caddy?
His caddy, a complete gentleman in every sense of the word.
Did you have to carry the bag?
I tried.
What happened?
No, I drove the
oh, it was
car.
A car. Okay, gotcha.
I gave him his beer. Come on. Anyway, have a great time with the Super Bowl tomorrow. I'm going for the Patriots just because you want the Giants.
No, I want... Brady's on the
Patriots. All right, okay, good. Then I'm going for the Giants. Go, Giants, okay. Go. Thank you for joining us today on Broadview. It's been one of those Saturdays. I hope you won't hold it against us. We will be back next week, maybe. Thank you, Sean. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to Broadview.